DeepEnglish.com.
Secret of all triumphs. Past continuous. The group of shell-shocked children was making the long journey home. Was the group of shell-shocked children making the long journey home or the long journey to school? The group of shell-shocked children was making the long journey home. Glenn was thinking, our parents will know what to do. What was Glenn thinking? Glenn was thinking, our parents will know what to do. Barely alive and inches from death, Glenn and Floyd were being rushed straight to bed. Where were they being rushed to? They were being rushed straight to bed. Glenn was screaming. He was also listening to the doctor talk to his mother. Who was screaming? Glenn was screaming. What was he also listening to? He was also listening to the doctor talk to his mother. The doctor was saying Floyd would not make it. Was the doctor saying Glenn would not make it? No, the doctor wasn't saying Glenn would not make it. He was saying Floyd would not make it. He was also saying Glenn would never walk again. What was he also saying? He was also saying Glenn would never walk again. The doctor was suggesting amputation. What was the doctor suggesting? The doctor was suggesting amputation. Glenn was feeling determined to keep both his legs and his life. Who was feeling determined? Glenn was feeling determined. Was he feeling determined to keep both his arms? No, he wasn't feeling determined to keep both his arms. He was determined to keep both his legs and his life. He was shouting at his mother, I'm not going to be an invalid. I will walk. Was Glenn shouting at his doctor? No, Glenn wasn't shouting at his doctor. He was shouting at his mother. Floyd was dying. But Glenn was recovering. Who was dying, Floyd or Glenn? Floyd was dying. What was happening to Glenn? Glenn was recovering. One day in his garden, frustration was getting the better of Glenn. Was sadness getting the better of Glenn? No, sadness wasn't getting the better of Glenn. Frustration was getting the better of Glenn. He was throwing himself from his chair and pulling himself across the grass. Who was throwing himself from his chair? Glenn was throwing himself from his chair. Was he pulling himself across the grass? Yes, he was pulling himself across the grass. He was crawling to a fence and pulling himself up. What was he doing? He was crawling to a fence and pulling himself up. He was repeating this exercise every day. What was he repeating every day? He was repeating this exercise every day. Through pure determination, he was beginning to stand on his own two feet. What was he beginning to do through pure determination? Through pure determination, he was beginning to stand on his own two feet. Another kid was teasing him. He was telling Glenn he'd never walk again. Was Glenn teasing another kid? No, Glenn wasn't teasing another kid. Another kid was teasing Glenn. Was he telling Glenn he'd never walk again? Yes, he was telling Glenn he'd never walk again. But Glenn was beginning to walk. Then he was starting to run. What was he starting to do? He was starting to run. Glenn was entering a school race and was winning against older students. Was Glenn entering a school race? Yes, Glenn was entering a school race. Was he winning against older students? Yes, he was winning against older students.